الدرس الثامن عشر.
Lesson 18.
بعد صلاة العصر.
After the Asr, meaning the afternoon prayer.
المدرس.
The teacher.
كيف أمسيتم يا إخوان؟
How are you tonight, brothers?
الطلبة.
The students.
أمسينا بخير والحمد لله.
We're fine tonight. All praises due to Allah.
المدرس.
The teacher.
لما أخرجت السبورة يا أسامة؟
Why didn't you take the writing board out, Usama?
أدخلها بسرعة.
Put it inside quickly.
أسامة. أخرجتها لأنظفها.
I took it out to clean it.
سأدخلها بعد تنظيفها.
I will put it inside after cleaning it.
المدرس.
The teacher.
أيها الإخوة، أهنئكم بنجاحكم الباهر في الامتحان النصفي.
Oh brothers, I congratulate you on your amazing success in your midterm exam.
والله لقد فرحت كثيرا بهذه النتيجة التي بلغت نسبتها 97%.
By Allah, I am so happy with this result that reached 97%.
عكاشة، فرحك الله دائما يا أستاذ.
May Allah make you always happy, sir.
يدخل أسامة السبورة.
Usama puts the writing board inside.
المدرس.
The teacher.
إني جولت في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها ودرست في بلاد كثيرة ولم أرى طلابا أحسن منكم.
I have traveled extensively all over the world and studied in many countries, but I haven't seen students better than you.
أسامة، جزاك الله خيرا يا أستاذ.
May Allah reward you with good, sir.
المدرس.
The teacher.
لعلكم أحضرتم دفاتر النحو.
I hope you brought the grammar notebooks.
عكاشة. نعم، أحضرناها.
Yes, we brought them.
المدرس.
The teacher.
هاتوها.
Give them to me.
أريد أن أريها المدير.
I want to show them to the principal.
سيسر بها كثيرا إن شاء الله.
He will be very pleased with them if Allah wills.
يا عمرو، أسمعني بيت المتنبي الذي ذكرته أمس.
Let me hear Al-Mutanabbi's poetic verse that you mentioned yesterday.
عمرو، وما التأنيث لاسم الشمس عيب ولا التذكير فخر للهلال.
Being feminine is not a defect in the sun, nor being masculine is a source of pride for the moon.
المدرس.
The teacher.
قل التأنيث وأخرج لسانك.
Say تأنيث, meaning femininity, while putting your tongue out.
يجب إخراج اللسان عند النطق بثلاثة أحرف.
The tongue should be put out in the pronunciation of three letters.
وهي.
They are.
الثاء.
The ثاء.
والذال.
The ذال.
والظاء.
And the ظاء.
أظن أنني فهمتكم معناه.
I think I made you understand its meaning.
أسامة، نعم، معناه إنما الشيء بحقيقته لا باسمه.
Yes, its meaning is that anything is to be based on its reality, not its name.
علي، يا أستاذ، أرجو أن تسمح لي بالذهاب إلى غرفتي، فإن بي صداعا شديدا.
Sir, I hope you allow me to go to my room, for I have a severe headache.
المدرس.
The teacher.
اذهب، شفاك الله.
Go. May Allah cure you.
إبراهيم ما به صداع يا أستاذ إنما يكذب.
He doesn't have a headache, sir. He is lying.
المدرس.
The teacher.
وما أدراك أنه يكذب.
How do you know that he is lying?
إبراهيم. أظن.
I think so.
المدرس.
The teacher.
إياك والظن يا إبراهيم.
Beware of suspicion, Ibrahim.
فقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
The Prophet, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said
إياكم والظن فإن الظن أكذب الحديث
Beware of suspicion, for indeed suspicion is the most lying speech.
وقال عز وجل
And Allah the Glorified and the Exalted said
إن بعض الظن إثم
Indeed, some suspicions are sins.
الحجرات 12 تمارين
Exercises
أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية
Answer the following questions.
تأمل ما يلي
Learn the following.
ميز اللازم من المتعدي فيما يلي.
Sort out the transitive and the intransitive verbs in the following sentences.
واحد.
One.
أدخل كل فعل مما يأتي في جملتين. في الجملة الأولى كما هو وفي الجملة الثانية بعد إدخال همزة التعدية عليه.
Use each of the following verbs in two sentences. In the first as it is, and in the second after changing it to باب أفعال.
اثنان.
Two.
أدخل كل فعل مما يأتي في جملتين. في الجملة الأولى كما هو. وفي الجملة الثانية بعد تضعيفه أي نقله إلى باب فعل
Use each of the following verbs in two sentences In the first as it is and in the second after changing it to باب فعل
ثلاثة
Three
كيف عدية الأفعال التي تحتها خط؟ في الأمثلة الآتية
By what process have the underlined verbs in the following sentences been rendered transitive?
تأمل ما يلي
Learn the following
واحد
One
يجرى التمرينان الشفويان الآتيان
Oral exercise Each student tells the other,
أرني كتابك.
And the other replies saying either,
سأريكه بعد قليل.
Or,
لا أريكه.
Footnote number two. A female student says to another,
أريني كتابك.
She replies,
سأريكه بعد قليل لا أريكه
2. Oral exercise The teacher says to the student
أأريتني دفترك
Did you show me your notebook? He replies saying
نعم أريتكه
Yes, I showed it to you Footnote number one. The teacher says to the female student,
أأريتني دفترك؟ تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following. Underline the verbs belong to باب فعل in the following آيات and specify their meanings.
تأمل ما يلي
Learn the following.
كون أمثلة للتحذير مستعملا الكلمات الآتية.
Form examples of تحذير with the help of the following words.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
اجعل كل جملة مما يأتي جوابا للقسم.
Use each of the following sentences as جواب القسم.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
أدخل أمسى على الجمل الآتية.
Rewrite the following sentences using
أمسى. أعرب الجملة إن بي صداعا شديدا.
Write the إعراب, meaning grammatical analysis of
إن بي صداعا شديدا. ثم أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية على غرارها مستعملا أسماء الأمراض المذكورة بين القوسين.
Answer each of the following questions using the name of the disease mentioned in front of it in brackets.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
هات المصدر من الأفعال الآتية على وزن فعال.
Give the مصدر of each of the following verbs.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
أدخل كل كلمة مما يأتي في جملة مفيدة.
Use each of the following words in a sentence of your own. Oral exercise. Each student says to his colleague something like,
سيرجع المدير غدا.
And he replies saying,
وما أدراك أنه يرجع غدا.
Review. In this lesson, we learn the following. 1. Verbs are either transitive or intransitive. A transitive verb
الفعل المتعدي
needs a subject which does the action and an object which is affected by the action. For example,
قتل الجندي الجاسوس.
The soldier killed the spy. Here the soldier did the killing. So the word
الجندي
is the فاعل, the subject. And the one affected by the killing is the spy. So the word
الجاسوس
is the مفعول به, the object. Here is another example.
بنى إبراهيم عليه السلام الكعبة.
Ibrahim, peace be on him, built the Kaaba. An intransitive verb,
الفعل اللازم,
needs only a subject which does the action. Its action is confined to the subject and does not affect others. For example,
فرح المدرس.
The teacher was happy.
خرج الطلاب.
The students went out. The subject of certain verbs affect others but not directly. They do this with the help of prepositions. For example, I looked at him. We believe in God. This happens in Arabic also. For example,
غضب المدرس على الطالب الكسلان.
The teacher got angry with the lazy student.
ذهبت بالمريض إلى المستشفى.
I took the patient to the hospital.
نظرنا إلى الجبل.
We looked at the mountain.
فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني.
Whoever dislikes my way is not of me. This is a hadith.
أريد أن أطلع على منهج مدرستك.
I want to look into the syllabus of your school.
لا أرغب في السفر هذا الأسبوع.
I don't like to travel this week. Footnote number 1. Note that Arabic means to like a thing, and Arabic means to dislike it. The object of such a verb is called
المفعول غير الصريح.
Inexplicit object. It is majrur because of the preposition, but it is in the place of nasb.
في محل نصب.
2. How to make an intransitive verb transitive. We say in English, rise and raise your hand. Rise is intransitive. And by changing the pattern of the verb, we get raise, which is transitive. But this kind of change is very rare in English. In Arabic, it is very common. An intransitive verb can be made transitive by changing it to A. Bab
فعل.
For example,
نزل.
He got down.
نزل.
He brought down.
نزلت من السيارة ثم نزلت الطفل.
I got down from the car, then I took down the child. This process of changing an intransitive verb into a transitive verb by doubling the second radical is called
التضعيف.
Bab
أفعل.
For example,
جلس.
He sat.
أجلس.
He seated.
جلست في الصف الأول وأجلست الطفل بجانبي.
I sat in the first row, and I seated the child by my side. The hamza, which is prefixed to the verb in bab af'ala, is called
همزة التعدية,
the transitive hamza. Certain verbs can be changed to both these abwab. For example,
نزل
to
نزل
and
أنزل.
Most verbs can be changed to either of these. One must learn this from books and dictionaries. If a transitive verb is transferred to any of these two abwab, it becomes doubly transitive and takes two objects. For example,
درست اللغة العربية.
I studied Arabic. Here the verb
درس
has one object.
اللغة. درستك اللغة العربية.
I taught you Arabic. Here it has two objects.
ك
and
اللغة. فهم بلال الدرس.
Bilal understood the lesson.
أفهم بلال إبراهيم الدرس.
Bilal explained the lesson to Ibrahim. Literally, Bilal made Ibrahim understand the lesson. 2.
أرى.
He showed. Is bab af'ala. From
رأى.
He saw. It is originally
أرأى,
but the second hamza has been omitted. The mudara is
يري,
and the amr is
أري.
This is how the amr is isnaded to the other pronouns of the second person.
أرني هذا الكتاب يا علي. أروني هذا الكتاب يا إخوان. أريني هذا الكتاب يا مريم. أرينني هذا الكتاب يا أخوات.
3. We have just seen that when a verb is transferred to bab fa'ala, it becomes transitive. For example,
نزل
from
نزل.
If the verb is already transitive with one object, it becomes doubly transitive with two objects. For example,
درس
from
درس.
This bab also signifies an extensive or intensive action. In Arabic, the first is called
التكثير
and the second
المبالغة.
A. An extensive action is one done on a large scale or done repeatedly. For example,
قتل المجرم رجلا.
The criminal killed a man. But
قتل المجرم أهل القرية.
The criminal massacred the people of the village.
جلت في هذا البلد.
I went round this country. But
جولت في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها.
I traveled extensively all over the world.
فتحت الباب.
I opened the door, but
فتحت أبواب الفصول.
I opened the doors of the classrooms.
عد الرجل ماله.
The man counted his money, but
عدد الرجل ماله.
The man repeatedly counted his money. B. An intensive action is one done thoroughly and with great force. For example,
كسرت الكوب.
I broke the glass, but
كسرت الكوب.
I smashed the glass.
قطعت الحبل.
I cut the rope, but
قطعت الحبل.
I cut the rope to pieces. Note the extensive action affects a number of objects, or one object, a number of times, whereas an intensive action affects only one object, only once, but with great force. 4.
إياك والكلاب
means beware of dogs. This is called
التحذير,
warning. Note that the noun after the waw is mansub.
إياك
is for masculine singular. For masculine plural, it is
إياكم.
For feminine singular,
إياكي.
And for feminine plural,
إياكن.
Here is a hadith.
إياكم والحسد فإن الحسد يأكل الحسنات كما تأكل النار الحطب.
Beware of jealousy, for jealousy eats up good deeds just as fire eats up the firewood. 5.
إنما أنا مدرس
means I am only a teacher, meaning I am a teacher and nothing else.
إنما
is
إن
plus
ما.
This ما is called
ما الكافة,
meaning the preventive ما, because it prevents
إن
from rendering the following noun mansub. We say
إنما الأعمال بالنيات.
Actions are judged only by the intentions. Here
الأعمال
is مرفوع and not منصوب, unlike
إن.
The word
إنما
is used in a verbal sentence as well. For example,
إنما يكذب.
He is only telling a lie. In the Quran, chapter 9, verse 18,
إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر.
Only those tend to the mosques of Allah who believe in Allah and the last day. 6.
والله.
By Allah is an oath. Footnote number 1. The wow used for oath is a preposition. That is why the noun following it is majrur.
It should not be confused with
واو العطف,
which means and. In Arabic, it is called
القسم.
And the statement that follows the قسم is called جواب عن قسم.
جواب القسم.
If the جواب عن قسم commences with a ماضي and is affirmative, it should take the emphatic
لقد.
For example,
والله لقد فرحت كثيرا.
By Allah, I was greatly delighted. If, however, the verb is ماضي but negative, it does not take the emphatic particle. For example,
والله ما رأيته.
By Allah, I did not see him. Footnote number 2. See lesson number 2. 7. The verb
أمسى
is a sister of
كان.
It means he became in the evening. For example,
أمسى الجو لطيفا.
The weather became fine in the evening. Here,
الجو
is its ism, and
لطيفا
is its خبر. See
أصبح
in lesson 17. 8.
إن بي صداعا شديدا.
I am suffering from a severe headache.
ماذا بك يا زينب؟
What are you suffering from, Zainab? Note that many words denoting disease are on the pattern of
فعال.
For example,
صداع,
headache,
زكام,
cold,
دوار,
vertigo,
سعال,
cough. 9. One of the patterns of the masdar is
فعال.
For example,
ذهاب,
going from
ذهب, نجاح,
success, from
نجح.
10. The plural of
طريق
is
طرق,
and the plural
طرق
is
طرقات.
This is called
جمع الجمع,
the plural of plural. Some nouns have
جمع الجمع.
For example,
مكان,
place, becomes
أمكنة,
becomes
أماكن. سوار,
bracelet, becomes
أسورة,
becomes
أساور. يد,
hand, becomes
أيد,
becomes
أياد.
The
جمع الجمع
mostly has the meaning of the plural, but in some cases it has a different meaning. For example,
أيد
means hands, but
أياد
means favors.
بيوت
means houses, but
بيوتات
means respectable families. 11.
درى,
he knew.
أدرى,
He made him know, meaning he informed him.
وما أدراك أنه يكذب.
And what informed you that he is telling a lie? Is equivalent to, how did you come to know that he is telling a lie? In the Quran, chapter 97, verses 1 to 3,
إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ
We have indeed revealed it on the night of decree. And what will inform you what the night of decree is? The night of decree is better than 1,000 months. This expression has been used in the Quran about 13 times. 12. The meaning of the poetic line.
وَلَمْ أَرَكَ الْمَعْرُوفِ أَمَّا مَذَاقُهُ فَحُلٌ وَأَمَّا وَجْهُهُ فَجَمِيلٌ
I have not seen anything like a good deed. Its taste is sweet, and its face is beautiful. This is the line in the latest edition. Earlier editions had the following line.
وَمَا التَّأْنِيثُ لِاسْمِ الشَّمْسِ عَيْبٌ وَلَا التَّذْكِيرُ فَخْرٌ لِلْهِلَالِ
The fact that the word Shams is feminine is no discredit to the sun, nor is the masculine gender of Hilal a matter of pride for the moon.